Hi, this is Neil Lynch, Commander, American Legion, Mackinac Post 264, Lake Forest. You're listening to The Lake Forest Podcast.
Welcome to The Lake Forest Podcast, a podcast about the lovely city of Lake Forest, featuring topics like local news, sports, music, people, and food. My name is Pete, and I'm joined with my co-host, Scoo Walker. We both live in Lake Forest. Scoo, how you doing, buddy? Long time no see.
Doing good, Pete. It's even hotter than this morning.
Hey, we got a sponsor for the show, Dakota Insurance Group. They've got your back. Why? Because they can handle all your residential and commercial insurance needs. DakotaInsuranceGroup.com. Ask for Pam. One of the things we like to do here at the Lake Forest Podcast, put a spotlight on our local events. And Lake Forest Day, that's a big one. We're joined today by Neil Lynch, Commander, American Legion, Mackinac Post 264, Lake Forest. Let's chat with Neil and find out what's the latest over at the Post. Neil, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for having me.
Scoo and Neil, you guys know each other or first time?
First time
for both.
Long time listener.
Okay. So, Neil.
And by the way, Pete, yeah. It's not the day. It is the day in Lake Forest.
The
no
day.
Other day. The biggest day. Yes, you got it.
Now, I've only been here 3 years. I'm catching on, but there's more than one day. It's days. It's two or three, right?
Yes,
Neil. What's going on?
By the city council, it's the first Wednesday in August since 1930. So, but that's the actual Lake Forest Day. The evening before, from 6 until 10, we'll have a carnival. And with lots of carnival food, rides, and activities for the youngins and oldins on that day. But the third is like the pre-Lake Forest Day, and the fourth is the parade, the 5K race, and the carnival.
And the oldins get locked up in the tennis courts.
Yes, and the oldins are and actually I'm going to be in charge of the beer and wine garden this year, so we kind of are in the tennis court to keep everything nice and sociable in there and keep us maybe to separate our the adult activities from the children's activities.
I think, Pete, you should be serving special server that night.
Oh, man. Is it tickets? Is that how it works?
Yes, it is. You buy tickets there, but we're always looking for volunteers. If, Pete, you want to be a bartender there, just you're talking
Scoo?
To the right, and I can make your... And Scoo, I can make your dreams come true if you want to.
You need help, okay. Don't you?
You got to be 21, though.
Okay, I'm sorry. I misguided you, Judge Reyes.
We could be celebrity bartenders. We could take a shift in there, Scoo. Come on. Sweat it up in there.
Sounds like a fun time.
All right.
But what shifts you need there? Guessing a lot of people, aren't you?
What happens is from 6 to 8 and from 8 to 10 are the primo times when most of the busyness is occurring at the bar. The bar has three sides to it. The first day, we usually like to have about 10 bartenders from the 6 to 8 and 8 to 10. And on the Wednesday night, we like to have 15 people from 6 to 8 and 8 to 10. I think we're pretty close on Tuesday, and on Wednesday we're just one or two short. What we do have a little bit of a problem with is with the earlier times, like the 4 to 6 and the 2 to 4 and the 12 to 2. So if you could, even though the carnival starts at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, the bar doesn't open till noon on Wednesday.
Okay.
So we'll have a shift from noon to 2, 2 to 4, 4 to 6. The other thing that the Legion provides offers is we have the world's famous corn roasting area. And if you've never been to Lake Forest, which, Pete, I think, have you been to Lake Forest yet?
To the day or days? No, I haven't.
How about you, Stu? Have you been to it?
Millions. Only 56 of them, I think.
Okay, so so Stu is the one that knows that what is the best thing about, or what I've heard many people say the best thing about Lake Forest Day is the roasted corn. Do you like the roasted corn, Stu?
Love the roasted corn, but I gotta, you know, the best part is the bingo. Are we bringing back bingo this year?
You know, I don't think there's bingo this year.
Oh, Scoo.
Stu,
you would have me at bingo.
Yes.
That was phenomenal.
Okay, so, but there's opportunities to excel. Part of it is, I before I started your, when I was asked to do your podcast, I was looking at some historical Lake Forest Day events. And I don't know if this book will show, but this is the Lake Arts. Forest 100 Day Anniversary. And I was going to read a passage, if it's okay with you guys.
Absolutely.
And about the original Lake Forest Pep. The very first one. The first Lake Forest Day was in 1908, and it included a hot air balloon ascent, the cutest baby contest, a mind-reading dog, and the vaudeville show. Proceeds from this event organized by the Lake Forest Women's Club funded the Contagious Hospital, which eventually merged into Lake Forest Hospital. American Legion Post 264 took over in 1921 and has maintained this extraordinary tradition ever since. The annual celebration has changed over the years to reflect local interests, national events, and even cultural shifts. With the advent of World War II, the theme became patriotic, such as home defense, preludes to victory, and on to Tokyo. Lake Forest Day is held on the first Wednesday of August, continues to inspire civic pride. We are celebrating our 113th anniversary of the original celebration. When I was reading the book, this book, my favorite little story was, there's a Dr. Theodore S. Proxmire, who was the Grand Marshal in 1955. When he marched in, he brought 3,000 people, many of 3,000 people, all of which he delivered in Lake Forest. He's a famous doctor. He was also a World War I veteran. So my second favorite topic is the Grease Pig event. And you say bingo, I want to have the Grease Pig event, but maybe PETA won't let me do that one. But that don't, seems like a fun
time. I don't like grease.
You don't like grease? Yeah, I don't blame
you. Know, never wrestle with a pig, Scoo. You know why? You get dirty and the pig likes it. Is that Art Miller's book you got there?
I think it's the Lake Forest, Lake Bluff Historical Society is the one who published it.
Okay. At least. What is the actual Lake Forest Day? What is the date? Let's clear that up.
It's actually both the third and the fourth.
Third and the fourth. So it's not Lake Forest Day, it's days?
I know, I'm confused too. I'll tell you a little bit about myself.
Go ahead.
Active duty Navy dentist who's been here for 15 years. Not as long as Stu, but a decent amount of time. And I've always worked or been on vacation during Lake Forest days because they usually occur. However, I would I have three sons and I was a single parent, and I would have either a manny or a nanny take the kids to the parade every year. And they would always tell me how wonderful it was when you're feeding kids and stuff. I probably should have been smart and got all the carnival food at the Lake Forest Day parade and carnival. But to me, when they say Lake Forest Day, I would think it's only a day. And I think the Lake Forest Day is the Wednesday, the 4th.
Okay.
The carnival is, they have it a day before. And I think a little bit of it is, it's very expensive to deploy the carnival. It's probably not cost effective to only have it one day. And that's part of the reason they have it 2 days. So
they used to do, Tuesday was always the test ride. Very inexpensive, and that's when the rides got set up Tuesday, and then they try them out for the carnival on Wednesday, and then it just evolved into, you know, when it became $10 a ride, they came up with the bracelet thing, and let's do a Tuesday night where it's all half price and kids come out and all that. But yeah, it's usually the first Wednesday in August is always Lake Forest Day.
Yeah, I got a bunch of comments in my inbox, people crabbing about why is it on the weekday, why is it not on the weekend. First of all, I didn't know that was history, that it was always on that Wednesday. But it's cheaper, makes it more cost effective to have it during the week.
Well, from what I understand, Wednesday was always the day when the businesses were off.
I think you're right, Stu.
That was the best day to have it was, you know, everyone's off, all the businesses are closed, and have the parade and carnival.
Patricia Simmons, who's used to own a shop downtown, would say that historically, when the shops weren't franchises like they tend to be now, on Lake Forest Day, the whole city would close down and everyone would go to Lake Forest Day. It's a little bit different because with Starbucks and other franchise businesses, they can't close up during the weekdays. The other thing about it is we're lucky to get Windy City Amusements are the purveyors of our rides and amusements. And to get onto their schedule is more difficult on the weekends than on the weekdays. And so that's how we tend to do it. You were talking about prices, so I'm just going to throw it out. I don't know if anyone has seen this on our, we have some information on Lake Forest Day's Facebook page and the post Facebook page, but from 6 to 10, it's $25 for an unlimited ride thing. And then on Wednesday from 4, from noon to 4 is 25. And on Wednesday from 5 to 9, it's $30. And they sell individual tickets, but the rides cost more money per ticket. So depending on how much fun it is.
Yeah. And the wristband gets you on all
yes,
you can,
that's unlimited
all you can
for
eat,
that
so
time
to speak.
Yes, exactly.
Until Pete, you can go on the $25, you can go on the zipper as many times as you want.
Yes.
Scoo, how tall you got to be to get on those rides? Can you make it, Scoo?
I can make it. You just wouldn't be able to get a second partner in the cage with you.
don't have me sit on the outside. Well, Neil, thank you for your service. I didn't know you were a dentist and in the Navy. How long did you say you've been in the Navy now?
33 years.
33 years. Wow.
Thank you.
Totally appreciate that. And you just took over for Dave Lipinski, right? He was the chairman. Okay. Tell us how that works at the American Legion, because the first time we met, I was walking the dog. And you guys were loading up those flags for Memorial Day. I missed you for July 4th. You guys, I don't know, either came out too early or it was too hot for me. Tell us what the American Legion does for the city on all the, was it four or five holidays you go out there with the flags?
All the national holidays and Lake Forest Day, we go out and put up the flags. So Memorial Day, 4th of July, Veterans Day. I think we do Christmas Day, like all the national holidays, we put them up. And that's part of the reason I joined the American Legion. I said I've lived here for 15 years. I never really knew who put those flags up.
Yeah.
You know, they go up at 6 o'clock in the morning. That's why most of us don't know when they get up, and they get taken down at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And everyone who does it, we have Legion members and volunteers who assist them in putting them up and taking them down. There's a lot of Rotary people who assist us with that. And we have high school students, and there's a lot of volunteer opportunities to do that.
Boy Scouts, troop, 248, 246?
48.
It's hard to get those guys out of bed, huh?
But they get up for it. They get up for it. So they do a good job. The American Legion, is its job is a civic, charitable, social, and athletic events. That's what we do. We try to promote patriotism, civil, be charitable, social and athletic endeavors. We support the Boy Scouts, and actually it's called Scouts now because it's both boys and girls.
Cub
Scouts. We have something called Boy State, which is where young high school children do kind of like government lessons, and it's really wonderful.
Scoo, when you were a lad, what were your memories of Lake Forest Day? Well,
oh man, I remember counting the number of times a buddy of mine could go on the zipper. Back then, it was like 30 cents a ride, which you save all your money for. Then but like at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, when they're taking everything down, it's a cavalcade of change if you go where the rides that flip you upside down. That was just a great time. I mean, they used to have, when I was growing up, they had. Right where that skate rink is, they used to have the Little League championship games before the carnival, which was always fun.
No kidding. So they've always had rides. They've always had parades.
Oh yeah.
Since
as long as I can remember.
We got to do one of these parades. We got to get a float. We'll get a tri-wheeler.
Awesome.
We keep saying we're going to do it, Neil, but we never do it. You got to hold us to it.
Neil, the Lake Bluff 4th of July parade was pretty
awesome.
awesome and turned down from usual. What is Lake Forest Parade going to look like?
Well, Lake Forest
Parade. Boats, bands.
As you probably know, Stu, the Lake Forest Parade starts at like Western Avenue, right at Wenbin Funeral Home. It proceeds north to Westminster. Then it takes a left, goes all the way to Summit, and goes right to West Park. And that will start promptly at 10 a.m. on the 4th of August. And it's, we have over 55, typically there's about 75 floats or 75 participants in the Lake Forest Day Parade. This year, because we had a little bit later start and some people are not, some of the high school bands and things have not been able to, didn't want to travel this summer because they didn't know if they could or not. So we're down to about 55, but it's going to be a very good parade and it's going to be more interactive. I had a great time at the 4th of July parade in Lake Bluff. And I think if you added up all the people over the 3.5 miles, it was probably very similar to the, you know, the 20,000 people who normally show up in Lake Bluff. But when when you just saw it, it was kind of for social distancing. It was much healthier, probably.
Got it.
So any marching bands this year, or no? Is it just more?
I think there's
pared down.
Five. There's five bands and two dance groups. Right. So we have seven altogether.
Now, is there a kids parade too this year, or no?
No, there's no kids parade, and that's probably because of, health. We just want to keep everyone healthy this year as much as possible. The parade, I don't know if you know historically, and you might know, Stu, Vinnie Dolan, who was a legend in the American Legion, ran the parade for 26 consecutive years. And Vinnie Dolan died during the pandemic, so his last parade was in 2019. So this year, as a Legion, we have difficulty because there's so many people who are so integral to things. And sometimes some of the moving parts get lost when someone very integral passes. Yeah. And he's one of them. So
Bud, too, is a big integral part of
the Bud parade. Turner just passed, and he, the 100th anniversary, he was a chairman of the Lake Forest Days. So there's usually a chairman, and then you'll have Al Glover, who was always with the flag, and his son Tom is with us now. But there's some real giants of the American Legion, and we've missed many of them. It's a shame. That's, if you're asking about what we need, is those of us who have served in the service, if they want to serve their communities again and be a part of the American Legion, we'd welcome them, because I happen to be relatively young, and I'm not relatively young. We'd be nice to get some more young blood into the organization.
We can help with that. So we got to get you volunteers in the beer tent.
Beer, food, and corn tent.
Beer, food, corn. We got to get vets to come in and be a part of the Legion. What else can we do to help you out, Neil?
Well, if you could get us volunteers, and if someone, I don't know when this is going to be broadcast, but it's going to be relatively close.
I'll put it out as soon as possible for you.
I would be more than willing for them to leave me a text message or call me directly, 904-710-0195. That's 904-710-0195. They can contact me and I'll make sure that they get opportunities to volunteer. You know, this past weekend, you may or may not have seen some of the American Legion. We're selling our Lake Forest Day raffle. And
yeah.
Stu, that's like a
huge
big draw. And we've been doing that for many, many, many years. And the grand prize is $10,000.
Oh,
very good.
I'm filling mine out right now.
Awesome. You the man.
Stu, tell me about the raffle. What do you got to do?
Well, you should have got it in the mail. They send out these cards.
Okay.
And you can buy them at the park, right? At the Legion
tent?
Sir.
There will be a booth. Yeah.
Okay.
Some you know, the money goes to the Legion, correct?
Yes. Neil? A fundraiser for the Legion.
So buy as many as you can.
Yeah.
So how much
and
are
if you have some extra cash, just give them the cash.
That's we accept donations also. There's two raffles. There's a $5 ticket, which grand prize, and then their mega, which is $100. The good thing about the $100 mega is we sell a lot fewer tickets, so your chance of winning
your odds improve, yeah,
is much better. The $5 one, the mega prize for the $5 one is $5,000 plus 20 $100 winners. So, and then the grand prize or the mega winner is only one $10,000 prize.
And yeah, that's what they used to do is they used to raffle off a car way back when.
The Legion was much bigger at one time. You know, when I was reading these historical things, I guess the other thing that was very interesting from a historical standpoint, there used to be the Lake Forest Young Men's Club. It was kind of partnered with the YMCA. And I don't know if people know it, but West Park, the housing development around West Park was developed by the Young Men's Club. And they actually donated West Park to the city of Lake Forest, which is where the carnival is being held. And I think that was a lot of the members from the Lake Forest Young Men's Club went on to go to World War I. And in 1919, when the American Legion was established, then they became our members.
Now the proceeds, you guys do scholarships, right? Please tell everybody what you do with that money.
Okay, we do scholarships. This past year, we had three $5,000 scholarships. We limit it to people in whose parents live in 60044 Lake Forest and Lake Bluff. I think it's 44 and 45. Yeah. I'm not positive. We also do a Veterans Day. It's either an essay or an artistic event for Veterans Day for the Lake Forest High School, where we half the money goes to the student and half the money goes to the organization at the school that they would like. We run the baseball. There's a Lake American Legion baseball. We sponsor the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts, donate to CROIA, and I know we give gifts to various different veterans organizations. In the past, we've had outreach for, and Lake Bluff and Lake Forest American Legions joined. I know the Lake Bluff American Legion was very big into dogs for vets.
No, you guys do a lot of good work, Neil. We got to help you out. We got to get your volunteers. I'll get this edited as fast as I can. We'll post it up on our Facebook page. You holler out where you're short, and even if it's a daily thing, we'll post and help out however we can, Neil.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks, too.
We got the raffles. We got corn. We got beer. We got rides. We got sawdust. A lot of sawdust we got to put down.
And the countdown begins.
So, Neil, how does somebody get in touch with you again? Give us the phone number and then your website.
It's Neil Lynch, NEILLYNCH, at 904-710-0195. That's 904-710-0195. Probably our best website is to go to our Facebook group and leave a message on the Facebook group. So the McKinlock Post 264 Facebook group, or if you give it to Lake Forest Day Facebook group, I will receive it there too.
Okay.
If you look, there's actually on both of those pages, there's a volunteers page where you can sign up right on Facebook if you do that. But if you don't use Facebook, just give me a call or text me.
Okay, Neil, we'll get that going. We appreciate you coming on and cluing us in, Neil. Thank you for your service again.
Thank you, Neil.
Thanks, good night, mate. Nice meeting you.
Okay, Boy Scouts, get out of bed, need help with the flags. Parents, get a cup of coffee and start pouring some beers. We thank you for listening to the Lake Forest Podcast. Please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and smash that like button on Facebook, Instagram, and follow us on Twitter. Let us know what you'd like to hear about in the upcoming shows. Again, I'm Pete, and I can be reached at lakeforestpodcast.com. The link will be in the podcast notes below. On behalf of my co-host, Scoo Walker, we thank you for listening. And if you really, really, really like us, you can buy us a beer on Patreon.com/LakeForestPodcast.com. You'll get a koozie and you'll be invited to all our keggers. Get a raffle ticket soon, $10. What was the other one for the big one? Wait, $5?
$100.
$100, okay. And the odds are better. We thank you for listening. Cue the band.